Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Vicky from Covington is. Vicky, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Vicky, were you by chance listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 to catch the cheat sheet?
Yes, I was.
My girl. Come on, you cheater.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Vicky has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Can you hear me okay?
We can.
Okay.
All right, you ready, Vicky?
Yes.
Elmo and Cookie Monster are from what show?
Sesame Street.
Correct. On this day in 1892, Whitcomb Judson invented the clasp locker, better known as what?
The zipper.
That's right. How many sets of cousins are in the Backstreet Boys?
How many what?
Sets of cousins are in the Backstreet Boys.
What?
Yes. Entomology is the study of what?
Yeah.
What law school did both Bill and Hillary Clinton attend?
Yale.
Correct. What is the top-selling candy bar in the United States?
Snickers.
It is. Vienna is the capital of what country?
Switzerland.
No.
Vienna. Italy?
No.
Yeah.
What fashion designer founded the Polo line?
Vienna. I don't know fashion designers. Yeah.
What is the name of the bugle called played at dusk?
Caps.
Yes. We've got 6 points on the board for you, Vicky. Not bad at all. And the cheat sheet definitely helped.
Yes.
You were on it. You were so on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he does have a game face on. Did you see that?
Uh-oh.
He was mean mugging.
I got to avenge that tie from earlier. I'm very disappointed in myself.
Migs, are you ready?
All right.
Elmo and Cookie Monster are from what show?
Sesame Street.
Correct. Whitcomb Judson invented the clasp locker on this day in 1892, better known as what?
It's National Zipper Day, so that would be a zipper.
It is. How many sets of cousins are there in the Backstreet Boys?
I have no idea. 2?
No.
1?
Yes. Entomology is the study of what?
Entermins. The delicious treats.
No.
It's the study of entomology?
No.
Entertainment.
No. What law school did both Bill and Hillary Clinton attend?
Oh, Harvard.
No.
Oh, Yale?
Yes. What is the top-selling candy bar in the United States?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Nope.
Snickers.
Yes. Vienna is the capital of what country?
Sausage.
No.
Arnold's country, isn't it? Austria.
It is. What fashion designer founded the Polo line?
Ralph Lauren.
Yes. What is the name of the bugle called bugle call played at dusk?
Oh, man. Bah, bah, bah. Bah, bah, bah. That's all I know. The Bugle Boys.
No.
Bugle-licious.
No.
Bugle.
Steve.
No.
You got 7 correct, and that is a win. 7-6. You were so close, Vicky. Next time.
Oh, man.
Have a good one.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Oh, that bugle one's going to bother me.
Well, neither of you knew that entomology is the study of insects.
Yeah, no clue.
But our friend Vicky, she knew that the bugle call at dusk is called taps. Did you know that?
Yes.
Dang it. But you still won.
I know, but I should have known that one.
I'm getting very excited for Saturday because Beat Migs is going to be happening live in person with us at a place in your hometown, Steve.
It's always fun because everyone crowds around and it feels like we're in the middle of doing something like that's like, you know, illegal. Right. So it looks kind of shady, but then other people walk up and they realize we're just playing Beat Migs. And yes, it's going to be in my hometown in Puyallup, Washington, over at Sunrise Village, which is a great spot. If you live in Puyallup, you know exactly what we're talking about. And it's the Red Dog, which is a Uport pub.
It's going to be so much fun. We're going to be there starting at noon. And if you want all the party details, head to KISW.com.
Kid friendly and dog friendly.
Have you ever made a purchase only to never use it? 206-803-ROCK. Migs, you went to Costco yesterday.
I went to the land of
dangerous purchases.
Impulse purchases that I don't use. We still haven't used our Creamy Ninja thing. And yesterday we purchased another thing, which I'm almost certain we will never use. Although maybe I'll be wrong, and maybe this will be the catalyst. This will inspire us. We're walking around. We're checking everything out. They have these tents. And these tents that they were selling were a good deal. Mm-hmm. And also they have lights inside the tent. So I'm like, that's pretty freaking cool. Like, you have a tent and it already has built-in lights. Like, how awesome is that?
You'd have your own little wraith in there.
And I don't know if they can change the colors, but my wife and I go back and she's like, that'd be fun. We should actually try and go camping for a change. I'm like, you know what will make us go camping? If I buy this tent. And so I grabbed it. And yes, we purchased it, $100 for this tent.
That's
it, like,
said
it fits
deal.
6 people, which I think is very ambitious. I feel like you have to really snuggle in if you want to get 6 people. I feel like it'll fit a family of 3 somewhat comfortably.
Steve, when was the last time you went camping?
Danny, I'm not even sure. It might have been 15 years ago, but I'm not positive.
Do you want to know something about camping, though? This is very serious.
We're not going to do it?
It's intense.
Okay. And the funny part is, that's not the only impulse purchase that we made. We also purchased one of these giant, like, Lilo and Stitch squishmallows for Tatum. That was the first purchase we made. But because, like, she's always wanted one, and they finally had it. So I'm like, let's get it. And so now my wife's, like, having this meltdown at Costco. She's like, we're buying too much stuff. Let's put something away. What does she grab? This thing of, like sea salt that's like $8. I'm like, oh, okay, because that $8 is really taking us over the limit. And she's like, well, we got to get rid of something. We can't. This is going to be too expensive. Well, so now we have a tent, and I'm curious to see if by summer's end if we will actually have used it.
Nope.
Have you ever made a purchase only to never use it? 206-803-ROCK. We do have someone on hold who bought something that is just too confusing to use. We're going to chat with them in a minute, but first, Aaron from North Bend, tell us about the purchase you made only to never use it.
Yeah, I bought a twin turbo kit for my car and then had work issues, which prevented me from installing it or being able to afford to tune it. So I have about $10,000 worth of parts at my house just sitting on a shelf.
Could you resell it, would you take too big of a hit on the resale?
I could resell it. It's a niche market for a car that was imported into the country.
Oh.
And also, it's good to just keep that as a constant reminder of a very expensive purchase.
206-803-ROCK.
I don't feel so bad about the $100 tent after all.
Bob from Tacoma, what is that purchase you made only to never use it?
Hey, morning, everybody. How are you?
Good. Great. How are you, Bob?
Good. Steve, I think you can appreciate this. I bought a Donner guitar pedal, and what it does is it loops. It has every effect known to mankind. Awesome. It emulates 35 different amplifiers, everything, and the thing's just too frickin' confusing for me.
Have you tried a YouTube tutorial?
Oh, yeah.
When all else fails, get on YouTube.
Either.
And it was even after the YouTube tutorial, it was just too much.
Yeah, there's too much going on. And, you know, you push one button halfway down, it does this. You push it all the way down, and the screen lights up. And if the screen lights up, it'll do this.
Oh, yeah.
And my I'm sorry. I fried too many brain cells when I was young. I can't comprehend everything.
I've been guilty of that too, where I'll get like a musical thing and I'm like, yo, I'm going to learn how to use the synthesizer. It can't be all that hard. I've seen people do it. And I look at this thing. I'm like, there's just a lot of freaking buttons.
I have another question for you, though.
Yes.
What about your hockey gear that you bought a couple years ago? Have you used that yet?
I promise. I'm going to bring that gear in and hit you over the head with it. No, I think at some point I'm going to use it.
Do you think you're going to use it or the tent first?
Or the Ninja Creamer.
Oh my God.
You guys just want me to... I should just come in and just give you guys money. Because I'm just wasting money. Might as well give it to you guys so maybe you can put it to use. Because I feel like we're just spending money in my house for stuff that we never use. And there's only one person to blame for it.
Tatum.
Sure.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a rock legend whose smashed guitar went up for auction and ended up going for over $100,000. Speaking of impulse purchases, many people are already sharing their opinions online about this.
Yes.
So we got to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A white Fender Stratocaster that was smashed by Kurt Cobain during the 1992 European tour Nirvana was on sold at an auction for $101,500.
Damn.
So the guitar ended up being restored to working condition.
Okay, so yeah, that part, I would almost be like, I'd rather it's still broken. I mean, I'm also not dropping $100,000 for a guitar ever.
I'm kind of with you, though. I'd kind of want it in the state in which it was left.
Unless it was put back together while Kurt was still around.
Totally.
Then I'm okay with it.
Their guitar tech, Big John Duncan, authenticated it, and the sale had five bidders going for it. And then the starting bid, though, was $30,000.
And it went all the way up to $100,000. Who'd they have, Mike Hawk, doing the auction?
Because He's everyone's favorite.
He's very good at it.
He is. So many have shared their opinions on this guitar purchase at auction. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
All right, we found a bunch of the comments. And of course, some people have some choice things to say about Nirvana and also people willing to spend that kind of money on a broken guitar. And we figured who better to read it than Taylor Swift. So we've got Robot Taylor Swift. Because, you know, I mean, we went from one great singer-songwriter in Kurt Cobain to another in Taylor Swift. So here's the first comment.
Guess we all deal with our pain differently. Hashtag grunge ain't cheap.
Yeah, grunge is definitely not cheap.
That's very true.
For $100,000, Dave Grohl better show up to my house and impregnate me.
Oh. Wow. Well, you know what? For $100,000, I'd be willing.
Oh, my.
Over $100,000 for a guitar Kurt Cobain destroyed. Meanwhile, if I break a guitar, Guitar Center calls the cops.
Okay. Have you guys ever done that? Have you ever
go to a Guitar Center and smash a guitar?
Have you ever been like smashed your drums or smashed a guitar, Danny?
My old band was kind of volatile, and sometimes alcohol was involved. And our lead singer, he broke up the band on stage, and he smashed his guitar over the other guitarist's amp.
Ooh.
And then pulled out a thermos with tea and just said, this is the last show that you'll ever see us. And it was very weird, but it was kind of awesome.
So you were involved, but you didn't actually do the smashing.
And I used to be very, like, kind of inspired by Dave Grohl and Nirvana back in those days. And I would, at the end of the set, sometimes dive through my drums and sometimes think parts of my drum set would be broken. Sometimes it would, like, cut my skin.
Oh,
it was,
my God.
Very young and stupid.
We did, definitely, on our last show when my band broke up in high school. That was, like, our big, like, F you, we're done. And we like bought some cheap guitars. And let me tell you, cheap guitars, cheap sound. So it sounded terrible, but it looked cool.
So did it break easily?
No.
Because that's the thing. Like, I don't think people realize it. So you have to really give it your all. Put some mustard into it. Because I've seen people on stage like, I'm going to smash a guitar. And it doesn't even look like they put a dent in the guitar. And it's kind of embarrassing.
They have to do it like seven times.
Yeah, so Cobain was not only a great songwriter, but he was a great guitar breaker.
Kurt Cobain smashed that Strat because he hated corporate sellouts. Congrats to the new owner for becoming the exact thing he despised.
This is kind of ironic.
Yeah. Just calling it like they see it.
Imagine being so legendary that you can absolutely wreck a guitar and 30 years later, some dude takes out a second mortgage just to sniff it.
More than just sniff it. Probably play it, display it.
Love it.
Show it off.
I bought a broken guitar one time.
From who?
From Chris Rowe from the Ataris.
Okay.
Back when, like, their height. And actually, I didn't buy it. It was a gift, a Christmas gift. She probably spent over $300 on that thing, and I still have it at my mom's house.
At $300, $100,000.
Same thing.
I mean, Chris Rowe, Kurt Cobain. Same thing.
Legends, icons.
Kurt Cobain smashed that guitar in a moment of rage. You paid $101,000 to flex on Instagram.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And we got one more comment.
Oh, sorry. Taylor Swift.
Wow.
All right, we'll skip past that part. She said, when are we going to stop giving a crap about Kurt Cobain?
Anna, they are so overrated. I'd rather listen to that whiny bitch, Taylor Swift.
We'll just leave it at that, because Taylor has gone unhinged.
Oh, that was great.
Was it?
You know what?
Are you sweating?
For the people who listened through the Odyssey app, that was really awesome.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a sports radio show that was knocking on a team during the draft picks that they were making, and then the GM of that team called up to call them out about all the bitching they were doing on the radio show.
That is awesome. I wish that was John Schneider.
You're going to hear what happened during What's Trending after Guns N' Roses. You're waking up and starting your day, and we know that you just can't go out there without some pop culture factoids in your pocket. So we're here to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
There was a sports radio show totally goofing on a team over their draft picks. So the GM of that team ended up calling them out on it.
I love that.
You're going to hear that audio in just a second. But first, we're on a search for a new pope. And the Vatican has announced that the conclave to elect that new pope is going to begin May 7th at the Sistine Chapel.
It's
going to
be a reality show on NBC.
Who wants to be the next pope?
You know what's wild, though? There are prop bets.
Of course there are.
There are prop bets on who is going to be the 267th pope.
I don't even know who's in contention.
Well, the front runner is Cardinal Pietro Parolin.
Okay.
And then Louise Tagle.
Oh, yeah. Tagle.
Louise all the way.
Let's go.
Those
Pope
are the
Tagle.
two front runners so far. But yeah, you can place your bets on the papal pope.
All right. If you could pick anybody, like, in the world of, like, I guess celebrities, it'd be easier. I mean, I could be like, oh, you're my dad. Hey, Craig's going to be the new pope. But who would you go with as the pope if you could pick anyone? Who would be good as a pope?
What I immediately was like, I'm a terrible person. I'm like, oh, the band Ghost, Tobias. He'd be a great pope.
Oh, he's got the outfits. They'd save money on costumes.
They would.
Yeah.
What about yours?
I don't know. I'm leaning towards Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh.
I think he'd be a fantastic pope.
He would be a great pope.
He's a pope that takes no crap. Danny?
Of course, the lead singer from God's favorite band, Billy Joe Armstrong.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
I thought you were going to say Creed.
Scott Stapp should be the pope.
Your mouth.
Oh, man. And then they always, like, every Friday they have, like, a performance in Vatican City.
Oh, my gosh. Get the circle pit going for Creed.
Pope sessions.
I'm walking out.
Okay, fine. Well, Limp Bizkit's Fred Durst would be a great no.
Yeah.
No. I mean, he's growing that beard, so he kind of has, like, an old man look.
Yeah.
All right, the Buffalo Bills. Very good team. They made some draft picks like everybody. And, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm sure there are Seahawks fans that aren't happy with some of the draft picks that the Seahawks made, even though most people, I think, on the whole, are thinking that the Seahawks had a phenomenal draft. And I'm wondering if that's the same case with the Buffalo Bills. I'm not paying attention to what the Bills are doing, but they're a very good team. So their general manager, Brandon Bean, he does, like, a weekly check-in with a sports radio show over there called the Jeremy and Joe Show over in Buffalo. And apparently, before he came on, they were spending some time talking about how unhappy they were about some of the picks. Maybe they didn't address their needs. I think wide receiver is something that they need to get better at. And he heard it. And so the interview just starts with him just addressing what they were talking about before they had him on. And I thought it was just awesome.
I was just listening the last few minutes of your show before I came on, waiting on here. Well, you guys were bitching in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are bitching that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points when you add all the postseason. No one scored more points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions. So our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show, and you got to you got to have something to bitch about. But bitching about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
Put them in their place, man.
I thought I wish John Schneider would be listening to sports radio and somebody says something that he thinks is ridiculous. He just picks up the phone and it's like, John from Redmond or John from Renton, you're on the air. And he's like, hey, it's John Schneider. You guys need to stop bitching about the offensive line or something along those lines. I thought that was just so great.
It's fantastic.
And dude, the look on it, because in the video has the host and they're just like, oh, crap. And then I got to give credit. Well, I can't remember which member of the show. It was either Jeremy or Joe. They got off the phone like, yeah, I was the guy that was saying that this was dumb that we got Josh Allen and not Josh Rosen. So I got to take ownership of that.
Back away slowly. Maybe dip your foot in chocolate first, you know, before you have to put it in your mouth.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where you were going with this. Like, dip your foot in chocolate. Have you done that before?
No, thank you. After Shedeur Sanders slid to the 5th round of the NFL draft, this is kind of funny, his brother Shiloh jokingly announced on a Twitch stream that he was firing their dad. Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, as his manager and signed with a new agent.
Well, here's the thing. He's joking about firing him. He wasn't joking about getting a new agent.
No. Though.
Like, he actually did drop his dad after all this stuff went down. It's just like, you know, I think he got like that Drew Rosenhaus guy or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, as soon as all this drama was going on, he's like, Dad, yeah, we got to put the kibosh on you being my guy.
Would you ever have your parents be a manager in any of the sports or anything you ever did ever?
Well, no, my mom would just agree to anything that they told her. And then my dad would probably, before he passed, but like he was known for having a temper. I would probably be losing deals because he was cursing people out because it wasn't enough money.
See, I think I would like the temper guy to represent me.
Yeah.
Get in there, make it happen.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? This man has a record of 130 wins, 48 losses, and 34 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.